Hello, welcome to the Pocket Gamer Podcast. I am your host, Rob Hearn. With me today is Fraser McInnes.
Hello.
Yep, speaking from Berlin, where it's nice and warm. Chris isn't with us. He is in Barcelona, where it's also nice and warm, I gather. Yeah. And I'm in Bristol, England, where it is not. So there you are. It was the bank holiday weekend this weekend. Did you have a good time,
I did, yeah.
Fraser?
I had a great time because the weather is so nice. I'm able to have a great time on bank holiday weekends, you see. So I spent much of it outside, enjoying the sunshine and generally just taking a footloose, fancy-free approach to life. How about you?
Yeah, it was cold and it was raining. Some people came to visit me on Saturday and I got drunk with them and stayed up too late. Then on Monday I went through to London and I got drunk with some other people and stayed up too late. So it really, the weekend took its toll on me.
Okay.
I have to say it was depressing. The weather was bad and I really abused my body seriously.
Yeah,
so yeah, so that was the long weekend, the bank holiday weekend. But I've been invigorated by all of these games that have been coming out on the iPhone in the last week or so. It's the number of releases and high profile releases really seems to be stepping up.
It does.
So,
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So on Friday, somebody got in touch with Spanner and said, guess what, Spanner, Spencer, Pang is coming to iPhone. Pang, of course, being an old arcade game where you shoot bubbles. Played that one?
No, I haven't. I've never played anything that you asked me about. I feel so ignorant when it comes to this. I was born in the wrong decade, I think.
I think it may be your youth. Pang was, I came across it in the 90s. Basically, you're a little guy at the bottom of the screen. There's a big bubble or two big bubbles at the beginning of the level. You shoot them and each bubble separates into two. And then you shoot another one and that separates into two. It's very much like cell division in the womb, except against lots of different international cartoon backdrops.
And also playing Pang presumably doesn't lead to an infant.
No.
That's good.
I don't think having a little man inside your uterus firing spears at the proliferating cells would ever produce a baby, unfortunately. So there you go, Pang is out, and actually, and Spanner's already had a go on it, and it looks good. Also out, Arkanoid, not all that interesting, but it's a big game, isn't it?
There it is, part of the furniture of handheld gaming, so if you're into that, good for you. Yeah.
It's all right. Enigmo 2 came out today, just arrived suddenly. The interesting thing about that is Enigmo was one of the first really big, good games on the iPhone, puzzle game.
Right.
Which I have played, but I don't remember terribly well. I don't think I did all that well in that. I think you have to get water into different vials, don't you?
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing when the iPhone was first being touted as gaming capable by Apple. That was one of the things that they showed off, and they were shouting about how this required all sorts of amazing physics calculations to happen. It was why the iPhone was so uniquely brilliant, and they were right. What do you know?
They were right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Mr. Driller, which is a classic puzzle game, which I know you haven't played because we discussed this before. But it's a funny one. It's not that old. It looks old. You're digging down into the ground. You're picking up vials of ground kind of falling in over your head. The most interesting thing about this game is you would think that it's just a kind of bog-standard puzzle game, and it looks like one, but in Edge's top 100 games of all time, which they released a couple of years ago, it's in there somewhere, and their write-up of it, as you can imagine, is pretty poncy.
Yeah.
And they're saying, it's not just a puzzle game, it's an existential crisis, and induces panic and all of these things. So
yeah,
so take that for, if you buy into all that kind of stuff, then give it have a go and see if it does induce any kind of existential symptoms.
Maybe it's like a thoroughly insightful authorial comment on the mining industry in the UK and the decline of it in the 80s.
Yeah, it's about Thatcher.
Yeah,
might as well be called Mrs. Thatcher.
We talk about Thatcher every week.
And yeah, I know. I don't really know why. I think
neither do I. I shouldn't have any hang-ups about her. I was too young to care.
No.
As were you, probably.
But you're Scottish, so you've got the whole poll tax thing.
That's right. Yeah.
That's her.
And also, just Scottish people just like to complain.
Yeah.
So
They hate in particular English politicians. Though that's getting better now, isn't it?
It is. Oh,
there's all this thing with Megrahi and yeah. Anyway, that's all interesting. But this isn't a politics podcast. It's an iPhone gaming podcast. So that's Mr. Driller. Also out this week, Crazy Kart Racing. There was a delay, which I think we talked about last week, and now it's out. Crazy Kart Racing.
In all its glory.
Yeah, pretty much. Except it's out in the UK, but not in the US.
Does the multiplayer function? Because that, I think, was what we were predicting was the source of the hang-up.
It does function. It functions, and I would invite you to speak to John Mundy about how well it functions, because as soon as it came out, we had a little test. We had a little game with each other, and it works very, very well indeed. No problems at all. You go in, you create a room. Someone sees you, they just join in with you, and there's no, you know, there didn't appear to be any lag or anything like that. It all worked very well, and I won.
I see what you did there. That was brilliant. What you did is you just dispelled any possible notion in our listeners that there could have been any reason for you winning other than your natural skill and ability. There's no way that John could blame the tools for his poor performance. There's no way it could be to do with lag or anything like that. So
no, pure skill. That's all there is to it.
Actually, I can testify to that, because at our Christmas do, I think you thoroughly handed my ass to me on a plate at the Mario Kart arcade machine, and I fully expected to beat you, but being somewhat cocky, but you destroyed me. So
I was flipping out at that game though, because I didn't win. Someone, I think Owen or Zhao beat me, but
it would have been Zhao. It would have definitely been Zhao. Is he not the ex world champion of go kart racing or something crazy like that?
It's pretty good. He's written a book about it. Yeah. He's written a book about go karting, and he's written a book about racing games on computers. So
and he's actually just released another book about retro gaming, I think, or gaming history or something. I don't know.
Yes, we should get him on to plug it.
We should. What are we doing it for him for? We should get him on so that he can do some righteous plugging himself.
In all good shops. Yeah, okay, we'll get him on next week to plug.
Yeah, cool.
So anyway, that came out. That was good. And what else? There's a game called Beta Rater, which I have to say I don't know all that much about, but other people seem to know a lot about. I think you know more about it than I do, because you played it in Cologne. What's it like?
I did. It's really cool, actually. I have to say, I'm really surprised. It's not very gamey at all. And I remember when I was playing it, thinking to myself, this would be brilliant on the iPhone, but it's probably never going to happen. And then, lo and behold, not 7 days later, there's an announcement from Rockstar saying just that. So that's brilliant. But yeah, the game itself, it's split into three parts. So they get increasingly more complicated as you go through them. So the first part is for the absolutely tone-deaf, musically inept sort who just wants to go in and have a bit of fun with it, and you can stitch together loops and whatnot. And then on the second section, it's a bit more involved. There's no nice cuddly avatars to keep you interested. It's all much more to do with actually looking at how your loops are strung together. And then in the third section, you can layer all sorts of effects, and you can craft whole songs, and you can import your own samples, and you can do all sorts of post-production gubbins, which are lots of fun and surprisingly involved. And the most amazing thing about it is that you can actually export your songs in WAV or MIDI format. So you can actually use this as a genuine music creation tool. I mean, coupled with the fact that you can upload your own samples, basically what we've got in our hands here for the PSP Go and now notably for the iPhone is a very, very user-friendly and just heavily, heavily stocked with loops, feature-rich, multi-track digital multi-tracker, which is brilliant, and I can't wait for it to come out on the iPhone.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'll definitely give it a go.
Yeah.
Get down with the kids.
Get down.
So what else? Also, Avatar. Avatar is out on iPhone, and John Mundy went to London and had a go on that, and it's looking quite good. And FIFA 2010 also coming to the iPhone and also looking quite good.
What sort of form does the game Avatar take on the iPhone? Is it a shooter, or is it like a platforming thing? Or
it's a platformy thing.
Right. Cool.
So, okay. Yeah. It's not, you know, I don't think it's going to rock worlds, but it's looking good. And I think that's about it, isn't it? There's no other games.
No. Oh, there was one other game, though, wasn't
what's
there?
Was it?
It was, I think,
Pac-Man?
GRA or something? What was it? Something.
Is it, Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Grant's criminal car...
Car stealing? Japan, steal cars? Or what was it?
Something, taking and driving away Japan, I think. Or maybe it was GTA Chinatown Wars!
GTA Chinatown Wars!
Wow!
Yeah, wow, yeah. Indeed. Wow with several exclamation marks afterwards.
I know. I don't know about you, but I was quite taken aback by that.
It's the sort of thing that we've often talked about on the podcast, and we've talked about on the site as well, and kind of stirred up some rumours, all the while kind of in the back of our minds thinking to ourselves, nah, probably not going to happen. And we've been somewhat cynical with that. But I'm glad to be proven right publicly and wrong professionally, if you like.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's awesome. Brilliant.
It is really amazing. Even given the success of the iPhone over the last year, it was a stretch.
Yeah.
As Tracy pointed out in a feature we published today, which is yesterday if you're listening, I imagine, it took Rockstar about 4 years to put a GTA game on DS, and within 1 year on what is basically a phone or a music playing device, it's decided to release it. So there you go.
That's a really excellent article, actually. I just got through reading it just before I started to record this podcast. And I know it's probably slightly uncouth for us to promote our own writers so unashamedly, but one of the things that Tracy points out at the end of that article is that basically the time for considering whether or not the iPhone has reached critical mass has ended, and I think he's absolutely right. I think the arrival of GTA on your platform basically is a solid indication to the industry and to consumers that your platform is now a bona fide, viable, awesome gaming platform. And that's where the iPhone's at now. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and it raises all kinds of questions. I mean, there's practical questions about how you'll control the game, but that, you know, they'll get over that, I think, in some ways, because it's also coming out for the PSP, isn't it? And
yeah.
There are some questions about that, about how... Because so much of the game, like throwing grenades and all the mini games, basically involve the touchscreen. So how's it going to work on the PSP? And the same, you're going to have the same thing with iPhone because there are no other physical controls.
The mini games
and the grenades like work for what we do for everything else. But I'm sure they'll make a good job of it.
They'll figure out. It's interesting how the iPhone's going to fit into it because obviously the PSP loses the touchscreen and the second screen. But then the loss of the second screen is something that the iPhone and the PSP version all have in common. But the PSP, the iPhone version will still have the touchscreen in common with the DS, so it's going to be some sort of strange amalgamation of the two, as well as the fact that it's got a nice, generous landscape screen to offer the. When the first screens of the PSP version came out, it's clear that the game really does benefit in a gameplay way from having this nice landscape screen where you can see more of the action on screen at one time, and that's been, I think, mooted as one of the improvements over the DS version already. So that should hold true for the iPhone version as well, following that logic. So that's great.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It could only happen with parental controls, of course, the 3.0 brought in. But anyway, in any case,
that.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yep. Awesome news. Best news we've had on the podcast in weeks.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's a good one. So what does that mean? So where are we now?
We've talked about news, and we are now, I think, hard hats on, primed and ready to descend in the elevator into the rumour mine.
Rumour. Rumour.
Can I just point out there that the sigh that you let loose there was such a genuine sigh of weariness. You actually sound like you have to actually go down a mine into a real dank, dark, horrible, fetid mine with horrendous air quality and darkness and nasty smells and dangerous falling masonry.
I'd rather do that. I'd rather go down a real mine. I'd rather go to Wigan Pier and bend over in a mine shaft and eat Cornish pasties and discard the handles, than attempt to generate the metaphors that the rumour mine obliges us to generate.
Yeah, it's
easier now for us, isn't it?
Chris, it yeah, comes so naturally to Chris. He's just he really is the talking metaphor machine when it comes to the rumor mine. Anyway,
I know
more of those next week, hopefully.
Yeah, he'll be, oh yeah, he will be back next week, listeners, presumably. But yeah, so here we are. You know, just dead canaries, just chipping
axes. Any other? What other bits of mining regalia can we factor into this already stretched metaphor generating session?
Just I don't know.
Carts. Wood. Carts. What about those carts that you get in Indiana Jones? Those mining carts.
Yeah, those mine carts, and there's rumors on the mine. Rumors on the mine cart going into the mine, and then there's a pickaxe.
Yeah, it was this or the rumor mill, and there's just not enough metaphors of all, and associated with mills for us to have really held any water with it. See what I did there?
Would have been even harder. Yeah, that's not good. Have we got a rumor this week?
Had one, I believe.
Sometimes in the rumor mine, we're passing on other rumors that have come from unnamed sources. Sometimes we like to, you know, we like to take it up a level and make our own rumours, and we've decided to make a rumour this week.
And can I just say, that is not to be sniffed at, because that's exactly what we did with GTA on the iPhone, and look at where we are now.
Yes, I know, vindicated.
Yeah.
You know, just because we say something and we have no evidence for it, and it's no factual basis, and it is in many ways sensationalist speculation, you know, it doesn't mean that history won't vindicate us in the fullness of time. And this week, the rumour we're going to generate, with every expectation of it coming true, is that the game Okami Den, which was announced yesterday, originally on the Japanese magazine Famitsu, is going to come to iPhone.
Yeah.
So yeah, Okami Den.
Do you know what's interesting? This is actually already the fulfillment of a prophecy that I made years ago in Pocket Gamer. I wrote an article called "Top 10 DS Games We Demand Now," and one of them was Okami. And lo and behold, it's coming out on the DS. So I think that your prophecy now of the iPhone is also going to come true, and hopefully sooner than mine did. Mine took a while.
It's like a prophecy relay.
Yeah.
You had your prophecy. Capcom eventually picked it up. Now I've got it, and I'm running with it, saying it's going to come out on iPhone. And I think there's every chance. Capcom are quite iPhone friendly. They've released Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Already. So that'll work.
It would be a great fit for the iPhone as well, I think. And another thing is, the iPhone even now still suffers a shortage of decent RPGs. So it would be a brilliant title to really bring home a triple A RPG to the platform.
I thought that, you know, when Tracy made the point in his article that the arrival of GTA means it kind of legitimates the iPhone as a platform, and I agree with him completely, but I think even more so Okami. Like that, like GTA is, you know, much more high profile. Okami is much more a gamer's game.
Yeah.
You know, it's much more worthy.
If you can prove that there are enough people out there who consider that a niche interest that would still opt to play that on an iPhone, then that's proof of success in itself, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And they could do a good job of it because, you know, it's got cel-shaded graphics, and the iPhone, for all that it's a powerful device, is still, you know, it's not the PS3, but it'll handle, you know, the beauty of cel-shaded graphics is they can look brilliant on a relatively underpowered console. So,
yeah
I really would love to see that. I would like to see that game more than GTA Chinatown Wars by a long shot. So, yeah, so hopefully that will happen.
And
so you heard it here first.
I never got to play the PS2 original or the subsequent Wii remake, so it would be excellent if it came to a platform that's part of my daily gaming intake.
Mm, it's a sequel, remember? It's not.
Still, even that series, because it got massively positive reviews at the time when the original came out, and it was compared to such RPG stalwarts as Zelda, even, which is held in obviously extremely high esteem. So if we could have that on the iPhone, we would essentially have a Zelda beater on the iPhone. That's a headline, isn't it?
Yeah, it is like Zelda, similar to Zelda. It's not quite on the same level, but visually it's amazing.
Yeah.
So there you go. You heard it here first. That game is definitely coming to iPhone. Okami Den.
Right, should we get out of this rumor mine before we conjure any other potentially true or untrue rumors? Or should we stay here for a bit
we
longer?
We should.
We should get out? Okay.
Let's not.
Rimmer. Rimmer.
Okay, done. That was the most efficient rumour mine we've ever had.
It was. That's a lesson. We should always, instead of researching stories, we should just make stuff up.
Yeah, we should. That's going to be the rumour mine from now on. Fraser, Rob and Chris make stuff up in a dank.
The lie mine.
Yeah. Okay.
So that leaves us with what we've been playing, I suppose.
It does, which isn't, in my case, very much. Do you have much?
I've been playing a few games.
Right, well maybe you should go first or should I go first? What do you reckon?
Why don't you go first? But you're going to be talking for about 30 seconds and right. I won't be listening because I'm going to run off and get my iPod Touch.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do that. Okay. I'll start
okay,
now.
So start up.
I've been playing one game called Lion Pride, which is, again, it makes use of that same mechanic that we've all learned and loved from Flight Control, where you trace a path on the screen and then an object moves along that path. And in this case, it's lions. And what you're doing is you are hunting down wildebeest, zebras, goats, and gazelles, and various other tasty snacks for lions. And it's very similar to Flight Control in that you are tracing a line toward another, toward a target. But the difference being that the targets are dynamic in Lion Pride. They move. So you've got to really think about heading off the targets and cutting them off. And it gets really, really interesting when they introduce more than one lion that you can use to hunt, because you can use one lion to scare animals in a certain direction and then the other to flank them. And it's really enjoyable. It's a really, really nice kind of slant on the Flight Control touchscreen tracing concept. And I really like it. And it's got all of the... I mean, I get fed up of saying that iPhone games are well presented, because more often than not, iPhone games are well presented. And it's a criticism that... Poor visuals is a criticism that I rarely have to level at iPhone games. But this game is predictably well presented. And it's only 59p. So go and get it. It's brilliant. Lion Pride. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that it? Been playing any others?
I have been playing on your gushing recommendation and absolutely sparkling review. I've been playing The Secret of Monkey Island, and I've been enjoying it very much. And I can confirm that the swishing thing that you described, where you can swish two fingers across the screen and make the game revert back to its original, slightly blockier retro graphics, is enchanting. It really is. And I find myself doing almost every time I reach a new frame in the game, so it's a scene that I've not seen before, I do that just instantly before I pursue the scene, because it's so addictive. It's brilliant though. It's really, really good.
It's great, yeah. It's very well done. I hope. I really, really, really hope they do Monkey Island 2. I'm sure. I'm completely sure they will.
Yeah.
Because for all that Monkey Island is a great game, Monkey Island 2 is it kicks it into a cocked hat. Monkey
right.
Island 2 is
wow.
Completely awesome.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, I can hear you. Sound breathless.
I know. I am. God, Monkey Island 2. That's going to be a good one. LeChuck's Revenge.
Okay. Cool. Well, we'll look forward to that inevitability. But what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing quite a bit, actually. The amount of casual playing of my iPod Touch has really gone up in the last month or so.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've got a lot to talk about. The game I've played most over the last few weeks has been a game called Orbital, which we reviewed, which Keith Andrew reviewed a few weeks ago on the site. And it's similar to Expandables, which we've also talked about, mm-hmm. both games being based on Gimme Friction Baby, which is a web game. The purpose of the game is you fire up balls into this kind of play field, and they grow to until they hit something. So,
okay.
As soon as they hit a wall, like one side of the ball hits a wall, then it stops growing, and then a number appears in it. It's like three. So, and that's basically the number of lives the ball has. So you have to hit it with another ball three times before it'll disappear. And every time a ball disappears, you get a point. And there's a line at the bottom. And if a ball kind of falls below that line, you lose a life. No, you die, actually. It's game over. You only get one life.
It's very similar to Expandables.
It is very similar. Orbital is actually truer to Gimme Friction Baby. And
yeah.
when you download it. I think on the App Store description page, it actually says this game was inspired by, right. or this game is based on Gamey Friction Baby.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, because Gamey Friction Baby, you only had one life. And you get different powers, like green balls go faster, and blue balls kill other balls instantly, and gold balls, you know, they can't, you can't die with a gold ball. It's like a star in Mario Kart.
Okay.
So, so Orbital has none of that. It's much purer, but it looks much more swanky. It actually looks quite a lot like Geometry Wars. It has this kind of neon look. And it's got, oh, but this is the genius of it. It's got the normal mode, which is exactly the same as Gimme Friction Baby. And it's also got gravity mode. And in gravity mode, and this is where, again, where it owes something to Geometry Wars, I think. The balls have their own gravitational pull, and it's relative to their size. So if you get a really big ball, if you fire a ball and where it stops means that it has a lot of space to grow into, then it'll have a big gravitational pull. And you can actually fire another ball and it'll just orbit it almost, like in the same way that a planet orbits the sun.
Yeah.
And it's just, and that's really good because it introduces this kind of subtle skill to it where there was always a kind of like Puzzle Bobble-esque skill involved where, you know, your aiming gets a bit better and your judgment gets a bit better. But this makes it even more. There are situations where you can actually swerve a ball two waves to get to the top of the screen around, you know, one ball and then around another ball. It's really good. I really, really recommend that game. It's not 59p, it's 179 or 119, but Orbital is definitely the most addictive game I've come across in the last month.
Sounds like it's worth the asking price.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Cool.
And so what else is there? I've also been playing Big Top 10, which I'm not sure if we've ever reviewed it, actually, but we talked about it a while ago. It's a game where it's a kind of puzzle game where you have to, it's a grid of numbers, and you have to drag your finger across, selecting numbers until they add up to 10. And then you get points. There are minus numbers and there are zeros, so, and that helps you to get kind of get a longer chain. The longer the chain, the more points you get.
And what's the name of that again, sorry?
Big Top 10, it's called.
I think I've come across that in the forum. I think one of the developers posted about that in the forum a wee while back.
Yeah. It's an interesting game. It's quite tricky, but I'm liking that. It's a little bit limited in what you can do, but it's a very neat idea. I've also been playing Doodle Jump a bit. That's quite good. Star Defense I downloaded and had a go of that. Again, I haven't played it all that much, but that's also quite good. It's just a tower defense game in 3D. It looks very nice. And it costs, again, it's 59p. Star Defense for 59p, I think, is, in terms of production, is probably one of the best value games on the App Store. Because
yeah,
it really is.
Very cheap, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with a game like... Expandables is 59p, and that, for all that it's a great game, and in my opinion, I probably enjoy it more than Star Defense, but it's the production values aren't there. It's, you know, it's much simpler and everything, whereas Star Defense really does look like a kind of a PlayStation portable game.
Yeah.
And
it's an NGMoco title as well, isn't it? So they've got a bit of a reputation for delivering excellent-looking games with awesome production and awesome... polish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So so that's a good one, and that's about it really. Those are the ones I've been playing most. Primarily Orbital. That's the game. If you only buy one game this month or this week, get Orbital.
That's what I'm taking away with me. Yeah, Orbital. That's happening as soon as this podcast's in the bag.
Oh, cool. It's so addictive. It's productivity devastating.
Okay. Cool. So that's what we've been playing.
So that's all that. That's the big things. We've done the big things. We've done the rumor mine. We've done the news, and we've done what we've been playing. So that leaves some competition stuff.
The competition. Yeah, that's it. The competition is all that's left. We had the correct answer to last week's jingle, last week's musical competition. Sorry, from a chap going by the name of Macultra on our forums, but whose real name. I don't think you'll mind if I read it out, is Andy McLean, no relation to the toothpaste manufacturer, as far as I know. And he wrote in with the correct answer, which was Earthworm Jim, from the first stage of the game, which is, of course, New Junk City. So well done to him. Be sending out a £5 iTunes gift voucher to you this week. And so this week's musical competition is a little bit different in that the Music that we're going to play you has never appeared in a game, but there is an association, and the first person to write in with the correct answer, the answer being simply the name of the song and the name of the artist, is going to be the winner. But yeah, I think really what we'll need you to write to really win, in fact, is what the association is. So why is this song relevant to gaming? So here we go. Okay, that's all you're getting. Do you know what it is, Rob?
I do, but not, you know, not through knowledge.
I only know because you told me. Yeah, sorry, I forgot about that.
That's a fairly fatuous thing that I just said, though. Not through. I do know about it, but not through knowledge. That meant nothing. I apologise to anyone who was listening to that.
Podcasting brings out the worst in us all. Me especially. It's usually me making these linguistic foibles. Yeah, if you know the answer to that, write to me, fraser@pocketgamer.co.uk, and the first person to write in with the correct answer wins. And the correct answer isn't necessarily the name of the song or the artist, but it's the reason that it's affiliated with gaming, the connection. Okay? So, hope that isn't too difficult.
Sure, someone will get that. So that's the competition, that's who won last week, that's us all set up for next week. So all that remains is, I suppose, to direct you all to pocketgamer.co.uk, where you can read our writings, where you can get, you can get all of our scoops on various things like Pang, and you can read about GTA Chinatown Wars coming to iPhone and that kind of thing. And perhaps in the near future, you can read about Okami Den coming to iPhone.
Definitely.
So yeah, go there and go to iTunes and give us a rating out of 5. And that's business transacted, I think, is it, Fraser? So
that's business. Yeah, we are done, finito. Everything is in the bag. We can press stop after we say goodbye, of course.
Okay, you go. No, I'll go first.
You go first.
Goodbye. Okay, now you go.
Goodbye. You think that went well?
Yeah, I think it went well.
Okay.